From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam stated, "He who conceals the path of proper conduct from you in making you follow that which you desire is indeed your enemy."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the wonderful and beautiful dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. One of the things that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spoke about in length was the concept and the ideas and the questions and the various aspects surrounding the 12th divinely appointed Imam, the Qa'im from the family of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon them all. Now, in one such conversation, we find that one of the close companions of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, is a conversation that he has again with one of his close companions by the name of Abdul Azim al-Hasani. Now, Abdul Azim al-Hasani in the traditions and in the historical texts is considered to be a very revered individual, a very esteemed personality, to a point where in some of the traditions it says that if you are not able to go for the ziyarat of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that you can go to the ziyarat of Abdul Azim al-Hasani, peace and blessings upon him. His shrine is actually in the city of Ray, which is currently a suburb of Tehran in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And so in this conversation had a precursor, which we've spoken about on various different programs, where Abdul Azim al-Hasani, he eventually, after listening to the different characteristics and attributes surrounding the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, he asks in this dialogue, asking Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, that I wish you were the Qa'im of the Ahlul Bayt, the one who will fill the earth with justice and fairness, as it has been filled with injustice and oppression. So here, Abdulazim al-Hassani is saying to Imam al-Jawad that I wish you were the Qa'im, I wish you were the last divinely appointed Imam, the awaited savior which everyone is awaiting. Now, of course, here, this statement of Abdulazim al-Hassani shows us the kind of suffocating environment that the Shias were facing and the Muslims in general were facing in that time under the Abbasid governmental establishment. It was such a suffocating time. It was such a torturous time. It was such a time where they were being persecuted to such an extent where people like Abdulazim al-Hassani wish that the current imam is the imam who will free them from the shackles of this oppression and persecution and torture that is being done to these innocent people on such a massive level by the governmental establishment of the Abbasids.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. And still, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replies and he says, Ya Abul Qasim, every one of us imams is the qa'im, the executor of the orders of Allah, the Almighty. And every single one of us is the guide to the religion of Allah. But the qa'im, the executor of the orders of Allah and the guide to the religion of Allah, by whom Allah will purify the earth from the people of unbelief and atheism, and the one who will fill the earth with justice and fairness, is one whose birth will be unknown to the people, and he will be one who will disappear. What a beautiful description here we have from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Of course, telling us that do not think that only there is only one Qa'im. Qa'im, here Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam explains to us, is the one who implements the orders of Allah and is the one who is a guide to the religion. And he says that all 11 of us divinely appointed imams are Qa'im. We are the ones who fulfill and implement the orders of Allah, and we are the ones who guide the people towards the religion of Allah. But this special Qa'im, who we know as the 12th divinely appointed Imam, who we know as the Mahdi, who we know as the awaited one and the awaited savior, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says that he is the one who will purify the earth from the people of kufr and unbelief and atheism and corruption and deviation and vice and evil, and that he is the one who will fill the earth with justice and fairness. But then he gives two very clear and specific attributes of the Imam, and that is one, that the birth will be unknown to the people, and that he will disappear. And so here we find that truly the birth of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, his birth was not known to the people in general. Only a very few close companions saw the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him. May Allah hasten his appearance. And the second aspect is that he will disappear. And of course, we have seen that it's over 1,000 years that this divinely appointed Imam is in occultation. Of course, he is in occultation waiting for the people, the Muslims, and the Shia to be prepared for his reappearance, a reappearance which will bring about the ultimate salvation and the ultimate prosperity for humanity. May Allah hasten his reappearance and hasten this beautiful utopian society that we are all deeply and direly in search of. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.